Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Good morning. What a great week in South Australia.
A happy Windows 95 day too.
Yes, happy Windows 95 day. Changed everything really for what we see today. So, haven't seen one around for a while, but good. Say we've moved on from that.
You'd have some old contraption lying around that's probably still got it just for heritage's sake.
I've cleared them all out.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this big IBM one that had 95 on there, that was I paid far too much money for at the time. That's gone.
In all seriousness, Richard, if you've got a machine with 95 on it in the shed, is it actually worth anything to collectors?
Depends what it is on there. So it's just something that's been cobbled together, probably not. You're after a brand name like the black IBM that I had, which was like state-of-the-art at the time, had been designed in a particular way, that might be worth a couple of dollars.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to talk about something very modern and high-tech and the latest thing. The kids go crazy for a bit of Spotify, but what does Spotify know about us with our music listening?
Knows a lot about us, and they'll go and they think it's because they need to track your listening activity, or we do, our history, our playlist on there as well. But Spotify knows a lot about us. Their company's privacy policy states they know your name, your email address, your phone number, your date of birth, your gender, your street address, the country you come from, your login info, your billing info, your Facebook user ID, your login information to Facebook, what you like on Facebook as well, as well as the computer, smartphone, tablet that you're using, what models they are, what browser you're using, and even some of the other devices it connects to on the Wi-Fi network. A fair bit, you'd say, wouldn't it?
That sounds a little excessive.
A little excessive. They will tell you it's to tailor song and artist recommendations to your taste. I think it's all about advertising as well. That's what it's about. So they're giving your data away to advertisers who can create those personalised ads on there as well. And to top it all off, your Spotify profile is actually public by default as well. So anybody can look up Lockie or Anthony or Richard on there as well. So go into your Spotify account privacy settings and start turning some stuff off. People never seem to want to do this. Go into the settings, actually go, you know what, I don't need you knowing that. I can turn it off in there. So, it's not a bad idea so you don't share your whole life story with Spotify.
Fair enough, too. And if you're running Windows 95, Spotify's probably going to go, oh, this person's going to love a bit of Coolio, Gangster's Paradise, or maybe a bit of Seal, Kiss from a Rose, and just keep punching those songs out for you.
Just to think, I don't think it'll run on 95.
Wouldn't it? Can we experiment with this? I want me TLC coming up in me Spotify. A Facebook Messenger adding end-to-end encryption for voice and video calls. Is this a security thing? Like, are the crooks going to jump on this?
Oh, I think they will. Some crooks would. But government law enforcement don't like encryption at all. They can't see or listen into your conversation. Encryption is becoming more and more important on there as well. The governments and law enforcement still want a backdoor to encryption on there as well, so they can actually access your voice and video calls. But Facebook Messenger now sees more than 150 million video calls a day, and that's rising rapidly on there. I don't know about you two, but when somebody rings me up, I don't need to see you.
It's strange, isn't it?
I just need to talk to you. Yeah. People love, you see them walking down the street with, looking at somebody talking to them. And it's lovely to see, but it's really funny when they walk into something when they do it.
Do you think, Richard, maybe probably more so our era than Lockie's, where we were always promised video phone calls and it sort of never happened, so now we're over it, like the flying car?
Like the Jetsons and Dick Tracy with the watch on.
Yeah.
Yep, which has come to reality.
Lockie's big on what's going on in Norway, and he's stumbled across some new laws there. What do you got, Lockie? You've got a question. It's been bothering you for a week now.
Yeah. So what's this, Richard, that they can't get the Photoshop out in Norway anymore? Is that what's going on?
Well, they can get the Photoshop out. So anybody who posts anything on social media in Norway now, so we're talking all the social media platforms as well, we'll have to go along and put a little disclaimer down the bottom that they've actually altered those photos. So it's not a bad idea, especially with some of the kids that we've got around now who look at these things and go along and say, these people are absolutely perfect. So the photo retouch law will apply to images with altered body size, form, skin colour, the use of filters to take photos, exaggeration of muscles, enlarged lips, narrower waist will all require labelling as well. Because they're looking at the impossible beauty standards created by people online can lead to mental health in a lot of people out there. It's not a bad idea to go along and do that.
Yeah, good stuff, Norway. I like that. Like, yeah, you can do it, but you got to put a little warning on it. Like, almost like a cigarette packet, I guess.
Exactly right. I did meet somebody the other week who was on Instagram. Absolutely stunning on Instagram. Met this person in real life. Bit of a shock. They put lots of filters on her face. So, yeah.
I just assume that every photo you see has got some kind of touch-up happening to it.
I don't do that.
Oh, no, yours are always immaculate. I mean, but you're a strapping young rooster, so you don't need to. You know? AdelaideTechGuy.com.au for more details on those big tech stories. Richard Pascoe, have a great week. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Look